Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A concerned student tells cops her math teacher is in a relationship with a classmate, a 16-year-old boy. Haley Clifton Carmack, 26, reportedly used other students' homes to hook up with the boy, even recruiting lookouts from students so she could have sex with the boy at Missouri's Lacoue High School.
Nancy, the boy's father has also been criminally charged in relation to the case because he allegedly knew about the relationship and allowed it. Mark Creighton said he allowed the relationship because he knew they would continue to see each other behind his back. The boy apparently showed off scratch marks left from their activities and bragged about being the cause of Clifton Carmack's divorce from her husband, with whom she shares two children.
Well, she's not the teacher of the year, but Haley Clifton Carmack now charged with endangering welfare of a child, statutory rape, sex contact with a student, and child molestation. Christina Granados invites her 73-year-old dad to her Florida home for breakfast. He shows up with his newly prescribed oxygen tank and tells his daughter he's still getting used to keeping up with it. The tank is apparently low on oxygen. It starts to beep while they're eating. Granados suddenly gets up, punches her father in the face. Cops are called. Granados' only explanation for punching him is, quote, "The tank annoyed me." Believe it or not, Granados is 49 years old. That's no way to behave for a grown lady. Well, that grown lady now charged with battery on a senior, her own father. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In what appeared to be a targeted shooting at a Florida mall that also injured a bystander and sent frantic last-minute Christmas shoppers running for cover, police have now arrested a 39-year-old man on murder charges. We turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online for more.
According to Ocala Police Chief Mike Balkin, officers surrounded a North Florida resident acting on tips that had been coming in since the shooting at Paddock Mall on December 23rd. According to Balkin, they negotiated with Albert Shell Jr. for over 2 hours before he was safely taken into custody. The chief also shared body cam video of Shell shirtless, leaving the residence and turning himself in to police. Chief Balkin said that Shell was brought to the Marion County Jail in Ocala on accusations of attempted premeditated first-degree murder for shooting an innocent bystander in the leg and premeditated first-degree murder for killing 40-year-old David Nathaniel Barron. Balkin expressed gratitude to the Marion County Sheriff's Office and the United States Marshal Service, notably the Florida Caribbean Regional Fugitive Task Force, for their assistance and pointed out that the case was probably solved in part by raising the reward to $20,000 for information resulting in an arrest.
Other than mentioning that Barron and Shell may have worked together at one point, the chief did not elaborate on their relationship. Jay Ashcroft, the Secretary of State for Missouri, says that he and his family are safe. This following a call to police about a fabricated shooting at their residence in Jefferson City, Missouri's capital. After receiving a report of gunfire at his home, Ashcroft said Jefferson City police called him to check in with the state official. Ashcroft reported that at one point he stepped out of his home with his hands in the air as armed officers waited for him to exit. Ultimately, no harm came to Ashcroft, his wife, or their children. Now to California, where a man attempting to win a $100 million lawsuit by accusing Hollywood executives of sexual assault has received a 4-year prison sentence. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
34-year-old Los Angeles resident Rovier Carrington entered a guilty plea to making a false declaration in a 2018 civil case and was subsequently sentenced in Manhattan federal court. Judge Valerie Caproni handed down a sentence more than twice of that requested by the prosecution. Prosecutors said in a pre-sentence submission that Carrington's fraud may, quote, feed the false perception that many such claims are fraudulent, chilling others from bringing meritorious sexual assault claims. After Carrington missed a hearing where he was supposed to respond to the judge's inquiries regarding the fraud, the judge dismissed his civil case. However, according to the prosecution, Carrington made comparable claims in a lawsuit for $1 billion that was submitted to a different court. It was thrown out as well. After fabricating emails to suggest that he had been sexually abused by two Hollywood executives and claiming they had stopped production of his reality TV show, Carrington was arrested in September 2021 on a perjury charge. In the 2018 lawsuit, he claimed to be, quote, related to Hollywood royalty because he was the great-grandson of an actor from the Three Stooges. He also asserted that he worked as a TV writer, actor, and producer in 2010, saying that he produced the reality TV program The Life of a Trendsetter.
After presenting evidence that the emails were fake, Carrington was mandated to pay $600,000 in legal expenses and costs as part of the settlement agreement.
Thanks, John. David Moffitt, recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's, manages the disease with medication. He leaves his Michigan home that he shares with his wife, 10 a.m., to take their dog Stella for a walk. When he hasn't come back by 3:30, his wife reports him missing. A family friend reports seeing Moffitt with Stella at a park around 4:30. 4 days pass. That morning, Stella the dog returns home alone. Cops give her time to rest and take her back out. Stella leads them to an unsearched area where they find Stella and Moffitt's footprints. They focus their search area there, but no further signs of David Moffitt. David Moffitt's now missing over 3 months. If you have info, contact Emmett County, Michigan Sheriffs at 231-439-8900. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.